and we're off to a running start with the good stuff. I've got a story about Bob Hill and his new wife, Betty.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's going to be intriguing. But before we get into that, let's talk about diving into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. You know how you do it? You go to tsln.com and subscribe today. It's what ranchers read. You're going to like it.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area, north central Nebraska. Lots of motel rooms, some great restaurants, some ethnic foods, whatever you might want. Check it out at visitvalentine.com. Plan your next vacation, whether it's this fall, winter, spring, or next summer's trip. Go to visitvalentine.com.
So Bob Hill and his new wife, Betty, were vacationing in Europe, as it happens, near Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Yes, they were driving in a rental car along a rather deserted highway. It was late and raining very hard. Bob could barely see 20 feet in front of the car. Suddenly, the car skids out of control. Bob attempts to control the car, but to no avail. The car swerves and smashes into a tree. Moments later, Bob shakes his head to clear the fog. Dazed, he looks over at the passenger seat and sees his wife unconscious, with her head bleeding. Despite the rain and the unfamiliar countryside, Bob knows he has to carry her to the nearest phone. Bob carefully picks his wife up and begins trudging down the road. After a short while, he sees a light. He heads toward the light, which is coming from an old, large house. He approaches the door and knocks. A minute passes. A small, hunched man opens the door. Bob immediately blurts, "Hello, my name is Bob Hill, and this is my wife, Betty. We've been in a terrible accident, and my wife has been seriously hurt. Can I use your phone, please?" "I'm sorry, but we don't have a phone. My master is a doctor, though. Come in, and I will get him." Bob brings his wife in. An elegant man comes down the stairs. "I'm afraid my assistant may have misled you. I am not a medical doctor. I am a scientist. However, it is many miles to the nearest clinic, and I have had a basic medical training. I will see what I can do. Igor, bring them down to the laboratory."
In the laboratory, Deep.
Yes. With that, Igor picks up Betty and carries her downstairs, with Bob following closely. Igor places Betty on a table in the lab. Bob collapses from exhaustion and his own injuries, so Igor places Bob on an adjoining table. After a brief examination, Igor's master looks worried. "Things are serious, Igor. Prepare a transfusion." Igor and his master work feverishly, but to no avail. Bob and Betty Hill are no more.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The Hills' deaths upset Igor's master greatly. Wearily, he climbs the steps to his conservatory, which houses his grand piano. For it is here that he has always found solace. He begins to play, and a stirring, almost haunting melody fills the house. Meanwhile, Igor is still in the lab, tidying up. His eyes catch movement, and he notices the fingers on Betty's hands twitch. Stunned, he watches as Bob's arm begins to rise. He is further amazed as Betty sits straight up. Unable to contain himself, he dashes up the stairs to the conservatory. He bursts in and shouts to his master. Are you ready, everybody?
Yes.
"Master, master, the Hills are alive with the sound of music."
I don't know about that. That's kind of a good story here for this Halloween week. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. It's more stuff that our parents said. What happens in this house stays in this house. Must be where Vegas got their marketing from. Don't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach. Some other things our parents said. I have eyes in the back of my head. A lot of times they did, it seemed like.
Oh, I know that they did.
If someone kidnaps you, they'll pay us to take you back. I must have been going bad that day. Just crack the window. You can still breathe. So how many of those did you actually hear while you were growing up? A few?
I think most of them.
If you have something to share with us and the rest of our listeners out here on the Good Stuff radio program, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to the great radio stations that carry the good stuff.